Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
You know, holiday season is just like, for me, you know, I do a lot of things. And I hope that all of you celebrate your Christmas. For me, it's always have been not a great time. Because in the past, I didn't know how to deal with it. Because throughout my life, I was always alone on Christmas. So last Christmas, I was always alone and my heart was broken. But I survived it. But then I realized it was another day. And then I dealt with issues, you know, throughout my everyday life. I dealt with issues like, you know, people judging me by the way I look, say I'm too fat or say I'm too obese to be in the music industry or to be with someone, which is negative, or judge me by the way I look or harass. Like today, I was walking down the street and I had these cars following me around who I didn't know, or if I do know, they didn't say anything to me. It looked as strange, keep following me around in the car, which is bizarre. You don't do that to strangers or people without telling them, you know, stalking is not a good thing. And I didn't know why they, you know, I got angry, you know, because I don't like when people come around me and don't say hello or something, you know, or, you know, there's no, you know, it's kind of weird. It's kind of crazy. So I guess some people have mental health issues. And people who have mental health issues should be respected, but some people's mental health issues can go into antisocial behavior. But meanwhile, while I'm dealing with all that, I try to keep my focus on the positive by being positive, you know, just concentrating on my health and life and, you know, just sing and try to do what I need to do. You know, my dream that I wanted to be in the industry didn't come true when I was younger. And it's something I always dreamed about. But through it all, on this holiday, Christmas, the loneliness, you know, only makes me stronger. If I was to deal with anybody, I would deal with them directly. As I said before, which I learned, if you're lonely, remember, there's a higher power. If you believe in a higher power, you're not alone. Your higher power is with you. Also, there's other people to go to and talk to on holidays. Like, I have a friend who's going to talk to me because he's lonely, too. But last Christmas, I had a very breakdown a long time ago, being alone, you know. I was in a snowy place up in upstate New York, and nobody wanted to be around me because I was an outcast. That's why I written that song. But then I realized self-love is so essential to withstand anything. And it wasn't me, it was them. You know, people judge me for no reason or judge me because of the way I look or don't like me because of jealous or hate me for what I look like or for who I am, and I did nothing to them. And whether I did or not, it's something wrong with them, not me. And there's a lot of people who judge me and put me down for who I am. But then I realized self-love will carry me through. It will carry me through thick and thin. Because God made me to be on this planet, not a human being, but also carry me through on the holidays. You know, it's important for me to continue and to try to enjoy and live. Because life is too short for all this stuff. I don't know how long I'm going to live. I really don't. But even though I don't know how long I'm going to live positive, because, well, you know, the Christmas is that there's a holiday. And I kind of want to speak about it in a more theoretic situation of realism that is not too merry, but try to keep the focus on the positive, but show the truth. What human beings are actually probably going through. Because I know human beings are going through the same thing or saying the same things that I am. You know, I am worthy. While I'm dealing with the holiday season, I got people playing my songs saying they got paid or whatever. I don't want the negativity comes my way, throw arrows at me simply because I'm unique or because I'm gifted or because I'm a very good person. Because the truth is I am. Yeah, I have a quirky side, but that doesn't mean for people to condemn me, whether it's prejudice of some type or whether it's just plain being evil. I dealt with that since I was a very little kid growing up in upstate New York where people were evil, calling me names and putting me down, other children. When I was 3 or 2 years old, I learned that. And my first experience is I cried because I didn't understand why people were calling me names at 2 or 3 or 4 years old. So I realized as I got older how cruel the world was. I learned that the world was cruel, but there was a lot of good people too. But it led me to the source of to deal with this is to love thyself. And I'll be like, love yourself on this person if you're lonely. Or if you're not, good for you. You have somebody to be with. So you don't have to worry about it. There are people who are lonely and hungry. I may be lonely and hungry on Christmas, but I'm trying to make sure I eat. I'm going to eat. You know, I eat because my dream didn't come true or judge, but I still have to try to feel good about myself and try to like myself because that's truly the way it has to, even under tense circumstances. Because last Christmas, I was alone and my heart was broken. It was broken so many times. But I'm going to be okay. You know, I'm going to feel fine. It's just another day, just like any holiday. And to know that I'm going to be fine because life is too short. It's just one day. So if you're lonely, go. There are places and people you have to talk to and go. There's dinners to go. I'm going to be fine. I've been through this all my life. And if you feel like you feel left out of that whole system, that norm where people get together with friends or family or loved ones, you don't have no loved one to be with. There's always somebody to be with. So last Christmas, even though it was hard and there were many last Christmases where it was painful, I'm still going to be okay because I'm never alone. and neither are you. Love yourself, love thyself, because I had to love myself. Because if you love yourself, you don't need to look for love elsewhere. You don't need to feel like you have to make somebody love you. That was something I dealt with when I was younger, because I simply didn't have myself. Then I realized I had to love myself in order to be set free. Because if you love someone, you have to set them free. You can't make somebody else love you. But the truth is, they're not meant to be with you if they don't love you. You're meant to be with somebody else. So this holiday season, there are people and places to go to call numbers, you know, places if you feel depressed and so on. And by the way, you know, this Omicron variant, you know, the coronavirus is stepping up. You know, be careful. Wear your mask. I'm trying to be careful, you know. Well, I don't want to get that, you know. We have to have social distancing, and that's important, social distancing. So be safe, and I hope you all have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Ramadan, Happy Kwanzaa. We just had Happy Hanukkah, and enjoy. But if you're not with anyone, self-love, you're not alone. Good day, good night. From Dark Knight.